We are at the IBSA World Games 2023 at the Go Ball in Coventry, and I'm joined by Aurora Zanarin, who is the chair of IBSA Go Ball. Thank you very much for joining us, Aurora.
Thank you to you.
How successful have the games been so far?
Oh, we had a lot of very exciting games, and everything went very smoothly for the games. So we had really good games.
It's a very popular sport. Are countries still looking to bring more people into the game and encourage more people to play?
Yes, yes, we are trying to encourage many people around the world, because this sport is a unique sport, as you may know, and many people get involved. But we always want to have more, of course, and especially more women.
What's so good about the game?
About the game was so good that everyone was playing in a fair play, and it was very nice to see teams even cheering together after the match, one winning and one losing the game, but anyway, together.
The game is very competitive, but if you play, there are other benefits as well, not just health benefits, aren't there? There's a lot people can get from playing the game.
The game and the player are very competitive, of course. But the sport is also, in my opinion, not only a sport, but it helps a lot of people, and especially blind people.
What's the next big event after the IBSA Games?
We have this year all the regional championships for goalball. So we have Pan American in Santiago. We have African championships in Egypt, European A Championships in Montenegro, and the Asia-Pacific Championship in China.
So it's still a lot of very tough competitions on the way.
Yes, yes, because also each one of these competitions will give one spot for Paralympic Games next year. So they are very important games.
Hugely important, as you say, for the Paralympics. Still all to play for here. Are you looking forward to Paris?
Oh, yes. As you know, the path to Paris is very hard for everyone, and everyone wants to get a spot. So it's something always very, very important for the players.
Aurora, thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.